Tens of thousands of ethnic Hmong from around the world are gathering tomorrow in Fresno, California. The occasion is a six-day-long funeral. They're honoring General Vang Pao, who led guerrilla fighters in the CIA's secret campaign in Laos during the Vietnam War. Alice Daniel reports from Fresno.
Every night since General Vang Pao passed away in early January, groups of refugees here have been holding vigils and singing mournful songs about the man who brought them to America. During the Vietnam War, General Vang Pao galvanized the Hmong, an ethnic minority in Laos, to leave their farms and villages and fight the communist invasion from North Vietnam. After the CIA pulled out of Laos in 1975, Vang Pao helped resettle tens of thousands of Hmong refugees to California, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Nelson Vang is one of those refugees. He lost his parents during the war and was one of many orphans the general took in.
When I look at him, he's like God. I couldn't face him. When I pass by, make me so scared because he's like a very powerful human life.
At the Hmong Guerrilla Unit in Fresno, a VFW of sorts, a portrait of Vang Pao hangs on the wall. Nia Vang fought alongside the general and spent 14 years leading troops in the jungle, often eating roots and leaves to survive. When he came to America, he was thankful Vang Pao set up charities to help with farming and education.
My life is hard because of the English language, but my family have been making progress. My children grown up and they are attending a school and they have gone to college and they are doing well.
Some Hmong veterans say Vang Pao died at 81 of a broken heart after federal prosecutors charged him and other Hmong leaders with conspiring to overthrow the Laotian government in 2007. Those charges were later dropped. An estimated 35,000 Hmong soldiers and tens of thousands of civilians died in Laos during the war. Dr. Lu Vang was only 17 when he joined the front lines.
We sacrificed the life, but it's under the table. It's a secret, so the public, the American public, did not know. They only see South Vietnam and their TV or news, radio, but not mention much about Laos or Cambodia.
Toward the end of his life, the general was working hard to get Hmong veterans buried in national cemeteries like Arlington as war heroes. Marine veteran Charlie Waters worked with Vang Pao to lobby Congress for that recognition.
They did fight for 15 years for the CIA, and they were paid by the CIA, and they were supplied by the CIA, which is government. And they did a tremendous job, incredible for what they had. They were ferocious fighters. They saved hundreds of American pilots and soldiers that wandered off into Laos.
Some of those pilots are in Fresno to pay tribute to the general. The funeral includes a formal color guard and traditional Hmong burial rites to deliver Vang Pao's spirit to its final resting place. Whether his body will be buried in Arlington National Cemetery depends on a waiver from the Secretary of the Army. A decision could come any day. For NPR News, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.
You're listening to NPR.